Chuck Chat Freestyle for Sunday, August 23rd, 2014. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 20. At least it is for me. Happy Sunday, everyone. You've made it through the weekend. At least I hope you have by this point. I'm just going to grab my beer. I was looking for something else while I was out here in the kitchen, but can't think of it, so go back in the studio, I guess. Today's discussion is about investing in a relationship. And this came to light today when I was at church doing the audio program. And a gentleman walked up to me and said, "Hey, did you watch the Cardinals game?" And my answer was, unfortunately, no. The Arizona Cardinals played last night, the American football team. And I noticed this when I first moved from Michigan to Wisconsin, that football was a big thing in Green Bay. I wasn't much of a football fan at the time, or at least not a Packers fan, and recognized that, hey, if I just watched with my brother or watched the game alone or watched with some friends, I had something to talk about at work the next day. Now, I'm not at work on Monday morning, but this gives me an opportunity to have something in common with people that I interact with, and that is investing in the relationship, which is important. So now my conundrum becomes, do I take the time and invest in maybe not watching every Cardinals game, because it may in fact conflict with the Packers game, and I have to have my priorities when it comes to sports teams. But I want to at least try to keep up with who the players are, what the score was, how they did, key plays in the game, so that I can have that discussion. Now, granted, most of these will be happening on Sunday, and I won't be interacting with too many people around the Phoenix area on a Monday. So I guess I could make it easier on myself by looking at my Monday schedule or looking at the schedule the day after one of these games is played. I didn't even know they played last night on Sunday. It's a preseason for another couple, 3 weeks. In fact, I'm so far behind, I did not have the Packers app on my phone. This is week two of the preseason. I did not know week one was last weekend, or I would have made an effort to get to the sports bar or something. I think I'm shuffling on the fabric again. Hold on. When I move my head, it's hitting the microphone. Yeah, that. That sound is irritating. Okay, fixed it. So it doesn't sound like a bug is in your ear or something. Sorry about that. So do I invest? Do I take the time to look at when games are and who I'll be interacting with? It might even be worth it if I'm going to be in San Diego on a Monday to keep tabs on the Chargers game, so I can have that discussion. Yeah, it takes a little time, but it's worth it in the end. As I mentioned on when Melissa interviewed me a few days ago, that people enjoy interacting. If you've got a common interest, it makes it easier to form that relationship and have that discussion. Well, one of those two parties is either consciously or unconsciously investing in that relationship. And I'd like to think that I'm going to try and consciously invest in that relationship so that I can have those discussions and reap the rewards down the road. Now, I'm not saying that this is a, hey, it's all in it for me. I want to have those relationships there, whether they're at work or at church or whatever. I think it just makes... I am not a fantasy football guy. I don't even want to go there because I know how much time those people invest in stuff. And I've already got my set of hobbies like podcasting and whatnot. So that's my thought of the day. Responses to other podcasters. Justin, look forward to seeing you at Dragon Con. Bring the top hat. Always a class act. Jeremy, thanks for the info about the chicken. And I really enjoyed the way you worked in the phrases from Jason. Jason, thanks for the phrase of the day. Very educational, very entertaining. I like the tie-in between those two shows, by the way. If either of you are looking for another opportunity to air a series like this, I like the chicken series, I like the word, the phrase of the day thing, Dog Days of Podcasting is a good way to get a theme. I think Dave started this a couple of years ago. when most of us were just spouting off random stuff, and then he came up with his My Life in Fandom. I thought, that's awesome. So I shifted gears halfway through and started a theme and started doing that ever since. So way to stay with the times. All right, going to keep this one short. I know everybody says that every time. My review this time is Blazing Saddles. Yes, it's been out since 1974, but hey, I did a 1972 movie earlier this month. Wanted to see if it still held up. Mike and I watched this between sushi and Mr. Holmes yesterday. We went back to his house and watched Blazing Saddles. I think it's all of about 90 minutes. I love Mel Brooks movies. I think they're funny. I watch them with my family. I watch them with Julie. She's more of a Mel Brooks person. It's funny because you could see certain things. Like, hey, he reused that slightly different in Spaceballs. But it was... it does hold up. It holds up well. It is extremely not politically correct. If you haven't seen it before, it's the comedy still works. And there are lines that a lot of people know that I even had to go back to the original reference for badges. We don't need no stinking badges. Where that was from, that phrase dates back to I believe it was a book from 1927 and then finally made it into a movie. What was it? Oh, doggone it. The High Chaparral? No, crap. Can't remember. That's the way my brain is. I look things up and then I can't retain them for when I need them. But anyway, still a funny movie. I laugh at it. It's funny. It brought back memories. I haven't seen it in about 30 years. The video quality was pretty good. I don't know what Mike's source was. If he ripped it or bought it, it looked pretty HD, but it also brought out the fact that it had this kind of cheesy 70s lighting to it when they were doing the you know, sets that you build. So it had a feel of like watching old British TV or something. When you see the lighting, you'll know what I mean. If you do go back and watch it again. I still like it. I still laugh at it. So my rating on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give this a good 7. No, let's make that an 8. We'll split the difference and go 7.5. It's what I can watch when I really don't have anything else to watch. And we were flipping through movies. He just finished up watching something that started with B, and his movie collection is like 500,000 movies. So I just scrolled down a little bit more and said, hey, Blazing Saddles, I'll take that. Because I didn't want to go find anything else. It really makes me want to go watch more Mel Brooks. Now I want to watch History of the World again. Because Mike was spouting lines much better than I was. Apparently he and a friend would go through this thing on a regular basis on a commute. They'd listen to the audio. So he knew all the lines. I knew a few of them in key places. But hey, I'm going to keep it there under 10 minutes for you this time. Talk to you tomorrow. Work on those relationships.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.